Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your favorite platonic throuple.
Woo!
Yes.
We're
very
sure
platonic. HR is here. Nina Parker and Andre Mark are in the building. Yes. And we have so much to talk about. So, after a busy Super Bowl weekend, we just have one question. What the f*** is going on with G-Eazy and Meg Thee Stallion? He posted this video and Twitter cannot handle it.
Ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go. Drop that ass to the floor.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for it.
I didn't think she'd be so into him.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, she's obviously stunning, and I feel like he's really excited.
I just want to give my thoughts and condolences to Hunter. I know you thought you was going to be that white man that took Meg and did what you needed to do, and G-Eazy beat you to it, and I know you got to be sick.
No, I'm actually stoked. It means it is possible.
Door's open, baby.
That is very true. And by the way, you could totally be in that position with her.
Well, it's so funny.
I was being supportive on this Monday, but I kind of agree with Nina. It's never going to happen. But at least you could picture what it could look like.
Yeah. No, listen, it can definitely happen. But my favorite part is you can tell by how he's kissing her that she was for sure like, don't f*** up my makeup. And he goes, but I really want to kiss you. And she goes, underneath the ear. That's it. Also, don't touch my butt on camera. So he hovers.
Yeah.
And then there were videos that really started everything, why everybody was paying attention is because they were celebrating Super Bowl and mm-hmm. they were dancing on the dance floor and having a really good time. And everybody was like, oh, they look very flirtatious. And we thought it would end there. And then we saw them, you know, give a little kissy-kissy. And then he posted her.
That's Instagram official. If you're going to get a solo shot of a lady by herself on your Instagram,
yeah.
You're officially dating her.
Wasn't he just dating a model? Wasn't he just with somebody? Didn't he just have a girlfriend?
Oh, clearly not as important as Meg Thee Stallion, because I did
her knees must not be as strong as Megan's.
Clearly.
Because you know, her knees are strong when she twerks.
Hunter's like, I know everything about her knees.
I'm talking about the twerking, you filthy filth.
Hey, you guys are, and I'm not just saying this because HR is in the room, but you guys are gross.
Yeah.
And also,
can we just get this out the way? Because you two are going to reference HR the whole show.
I was going to say, it's so convenient.
We're not doing it after this bit.
We've been talking about it.
Okay.
So much.
You guys are nervous as
yeah.
I'm not nervous.
I'm not nervous either. Speaking of G-Eazy, here's a tip for any of his fans. Don't go to a Halsey show and heckle her, because if you do, this is going to happen.
You're in a club, yeah. And you were drunk. If you see G-Eazy one more f***ing time, I'll kick you outside of this party. I'll kick you outside of this party. Tell me. Kiss me. You want to get out of the crowd? Who is it? It's you? Who's G-Eazy?
I loved it. I thought she handled it. If I was on stage and somebody was heckling me and screaming my ex-husband's name, I would get in someone's face as well. It just happens sometimes, and I love it, and it was entertaining.
Well, you do get heckled with your ex-husband's name with him right here over here a lot. And you pretty much do the same thing. You
exactly. Cut him out. I handle it. So I was happy for Halsey that she stood up for herself. That's
let
it.
People 100%. Grow.
Let people grow. Let people grow. Let people date other people and don't bring up their exes.
Yeah, she's not heckling you at the drive-thru. Leave her alone.
True. All right. So Lady Gaga gave us mixed messages this weekend.
I better hear no lip syncing tomorrow. This time I'm not. Never. I love you, J-Lo. I love you, Shakira.
And then after some fabulous dancing and incredible lip syncing, Gaga tweeted, J-Lo and Shakira and all the special guests were so incredible. What a fun halftime show. I danced and smiled the whole time. Such powerful, sexy women on camera and off. Love you, beautiful, sexy, talented women. I will say, Lady Gaga's performance during the Super Bowl, she did not lip sync. I think that Shakira and J-Lo sung along to a live track, but they had so much dancing. I mean, how do you sing and move that much?
Yeah, I mean, the video was definitely shady. And I think she said it and didn't realize she was, in the second breath, she realized it was shade.
I love you, J-Lo!
I've done that where I've sent a screenshot and I accidentally sent it to the girl I was talking to.
Oh, my God.
And my response was, after I sent it, I went, can you believe how cute our conversation is?
Way to do it, though. I love that.
It did not work out.
And she didn't like it. But see, that's the thing, how I felt with Lady Gaga, because I felt like then she was overcompensating.
Yeah.
Like, then after watching the Super Bowl, then she tweets, and it was just like, girl, this is, like, we get it. You're sorry.
The only thing that rivaled the Super Bowl halftime show was, of course, nothing other than Stormy's second birthday party, because two, you know what it is? It's better than one.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my goodness. Poppy and Branch are here. Room. Whoa, baby, the troll's tree. This is a different section. Look at it. Come here. Woo. Oh my gosh.
They built a tent somewhere.
Is that Stormy?
That's Hunter with a Stormy face on doing the whoa. So just your typical second-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, my God.
I like the birthday.
Oh, my God.
The birthday card just says, do you want to know what mushrooms feel like? But you
it's
don't
true.
Have to do it?
It is true.
And part of it looked a little creepy, I have to say. When the room with the trolls and the dim lighting, I was a little scared.
That was weird.
Walking through the mouths are kind of weird. I mean, it does feel like a little bit like a trip.
Well, I think it's all a big play on, obviously, Travis Scott's Astroworld and all that. So a lot of it had similarities. But I just don't think you don't get little kids' birthday parties that are expensive. They're going to grow up, and you're going to show them photos, and they're going to be like, you did what? I don't remember any of that.
Yeah,
how much
you don't
did that
remember.
Cost?
It was so apparently it was reported that it cost $100,000 to put this on, which I feel like it probably was more. That seems like on the lower
there
end.
There is that this is a $2 million party.
Yeah, I'm like, that seems like way more than $100,000.
$100,000 for maybe a section of a room, but this party was literally $2 million. I mean, it's one of those things where like it's more for the adults. You know, every
it has
single
to be
adult
more
was
for the adults.
So stoned. If I was invited to that party, I would be not in my right headspace. I would enjoy all of the festivities and look at the trees for a long time.
So is this start to be like a competition with other rich people where you just have to have all these extravagance? Because I feel like a kid would be happy with a sheet cake and like a, you know,
a few friends coming
a
by.
Minnie Mouse dancer from Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun, Hunter's like, I'd be happy with that Minnie Mouse dancer too.
The hood parties to me are the most fun parties.
All right. It was Will and Kate's first public night out at the BAFTAs since Megxit, and the stars didn't let them forget it. Like Brad Pitt, who made Margot Robbie deliver his joke for him.
Oh, and he says that he is going to name this Harry because he is really excited about bringing it back to the States with him. His words, not mine. Thanks.
It is really great to be here at the Royal Andrew, Royal Harry, no, Royal Phil, at this Royal Palace place.
That was a lot of stumbling from Rebel,
girl.
And I got real nervous about it.
That's how good Brad Pitt is he could have someone else say it, and it plays really well. Rebel Wilson is like,
her delivery was
a while ago.
You know what happened? Her delivery, she got nervous in the middle of her delivery,
did she?
And then she kind of sputtered, and it got weirder, and it wasn't funny, and I was like, make it stop.
I thought she was really playing into the awkwardness of it, but I didn't think it played very well. And they looked extremely uncomfortable.
Renee was like, hurry up and give me my award.
They looked extremely uncomfortable. I feel like...
You know William's
William lost a few more hairs with this whole thing. We already struggling to hold on.
They trying to
clean him out.
Which, by the way, can we talk about why are we holding on? Like, why don't we just shave it? He's so good looking.
I don't... Does that happen?
Yeah, maybe not. I guess they need to keep everything intact as much as possible for that family right now. We're taking a quick break, but we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Netflix's upcoming Love is Blind is taking dating to a whole nother up level. Oh. The premise is simple. Single people enter pods where they're able to talk, fall in love, and possibly propose without ever seeing each other. Sounds about right.
Ethnicity, race, physical appearance. None of that matters.
I'm really starting to emotionally connect with you.
This could be a remarkable love story.
She has become the most important thing in my life.
I want you to be 1,000% open with me.
There's my student debt.
You're a white guy. She's a black woman. Let's talk about that.
You're bringing me down.
You're bringing me down.
Don't insult me like that.
We're getting married. That's scary.
Do I want to marry him? I don't know.
Do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife?
I cannot do this.
She was running in the whole wedding
gown. Yeah. I never thought it would go like that. That's crazy.
I actually like the concept. I would watch this.
Too, yeah.
I binge this.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 weeks of this content on Netflix coming out. So it'll be like hopefully their version of The Bachelor. Mm. It's so weird. It's like this seems so dystopian and f***ed up.
Yeah.
And yet it's still way better than The Bachelor.
Yeah. Totally.
Like this has like a morality to
it's
it.
So
yes,
true.
It's true. Well, apparently love wasn't enough for Pamela Anderson. After 12 whole days of wedded bliss, it's over for her and producer John Peters. He first proposed to her back in the 80s and she turned him down. But I guess 30 years still was not enough because Pamela is now saying they're taking time apart to reevaluate what they want from one another and life.
Well,
that's sad. That is devastating. I didn't sleep last night because of it.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Pamela ever since I saw her first acting role, and I think that's a long time for me. And she has gone through some stuff. She's gone through some relationships, and I hope she finds love.
Well, they both have been married 4 times, so you know, you kind of figure out you've worked out the kinks by then.
I think if you know John Peters, I think you know that this is absolutely on par with his personality. I don't think that this is
shocking.
Yeah, I do. I'm friends with his oldest daughter.
I think he is
a little nutty in the best possible way. Kaylee, I will call you later. But yeah, I don't think that this is shocking. I think this is probably makes a lot of sense.
Is he very like spontaneous?
Yes, and loud and in your face and vivacious. And I think that this is just, I would not have expected them to stay married for more than 12 days. Maybe in 2 weeks they'll get married again.
Have you ever hooked up with a crush and it wasn't what you thought it would be? And you're like, oh, I'm a little disappointed.
I'm single. Every crush has ended up that way.
Okay. We have to get back to the big game yesterday. Not everyone is a sports expert like me. So let's talk about what we learned from some of the best commercials. Hunter, you were right all along. You could kick Jason Momoa's ass.
What does home mean to me? It's the one place I can let my guard down. Kick back and be totally comfortable in my own skin. You know what I'm saying? Rocket Mortgage understands that home is where I can be myself. And that feels pretty darn good. Oh.
You got this.
Take it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that was cute.
That was probably one of my favorite commercials of the whole night. Yeah. It was like the best one. It was so funny, clever. He did it well. He's still hopping skinny playing the banjo. Let me tell you.
But listen, what did you guys think attraction-wise? Were you more, and I think a lot of people online are asking this question, were you more attracted to him when he was really big, or were you more attracted to him when he had a normal guy's body?
I was equally attracted to him. I think when the hair came off is when it got questionable for me.
There's no such thing as a normal guy's body. Like, that body didn't look like a lot of normal guys I know. Like this extra skinny one.
Yeah, it was. It was extra skinny, right? That's not.
It was a skinny fry.
Did you think that body looked like yours? Is that?
No, Hunter, you're way buffer.
Closer to mine.
And for a guy with a lot of face tattoos, Post Malone's got a lot more going on in his head than we originally thought.
Bud Light made a seltzer?
Wait, Bud Light made a seltzer?
I wonder what it tastes like.
Only one way to find out. What are the taste buds saying? Let's get that instead.
Wait. Post Malone doesn't drink seltzer. We drink Bud Light. Everybody knows that.
Why not try something new?
Bud Light.
seltzer.
Guys, we're incredibly rich. Let's get both.
I'll get both. You got any pretzels?
Second favorite commercial of the night for me.
The outfit for this is just...
I love, though, that, like, everyone in his brain has the face tattoos. I think this commercial is really well done. And they did a few of them. I think they probably have a few more that they'll keep releasing.
Yeah.
It's
just
so good.
It is so good. I love that Super Bowl, really, it is the commercial creme de la creme, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think this is one of those good examples of, like, they found the guy that represents the brand. He is Bud Light. He's become, like, the Bud Light spokesperson.
Yeah.
Just like Jason Momoa is Rocket Mortgage. You look at Jason Momoa, you go, that guy's getting his mortgage done.
He is.
Rocket. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, we have a very important commercial to talk about, and Mr. Peanut was reborn to take on Baby Yoda as the cutest little guy on TV.
Mr. Peanut. He spent his life bringing people together. I know he'd be happy that we are all together now.
What is happening?
What is that?
Is that a baby nut?
Just kidding, I'm back.
Where's my monocle?
Cute commercial, you guys.
I love the little baby net.
I thought it was brilliant that they had Mr. Clean and
I did like the other characters from the other commercials.
They could have done the
Blonde
Man.
They got Wesley Snipes. They got Blade in this thing.
Yeah. Okay. They had budget. Yes.
You know, I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
No, you wore black for mourning.
I did.
We didn't know what was going
to
happen.
Wanted to make sure.
We're in the clear.
Well, fans can actually follow along on social media with the hashtag BabyNut to see him grow into a peanut of the people that brings every kind of nut together.
After the break, we've got the latest trends with benefits. Okay, so we're a month into 2020 and everyone's already ditching their resolutions and feeling stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to check out some new trends with benefits.
I love this plot, I love this thing.
Everyone's trying to eat less meat for our planet and our bodies, but the one thing many Americans, especially me, can't live without is obviously bacon. Well, an Irish company called Strong Roots teamed up with an Oxford professor and invented a scratch and sniff meat patch that allegedly helps curb those bacon cravings.
Apparently it's working
for
some people, but now there's been a huge increase in people eating patches. So pick your poison, people.
Why would you want to wear a patch that releases the odor of bacon?
Who likes bacon that much? I mean, I eat a great deal of bacon, but I could leave it alone if I needed
it.
I don't know. You go into
bacon.
Like bacon fits in the morning.
I do, especially when it's extra fatty.
Yeah.
I kind of just gnaw on it all morning.
Yeah, you don't want anything but bacon.
So it's gross.
You're like, just bacon.
Bacon, avocado, yum.
I don't get what they think is going to happen. I have never once walked into a room craving bacon, smelled the bacon, and went, I'm good now. You know, like, it's not like that's ever fixed it.
There
makes me want bacon
foods
more.
I feel like once you smell it, you have to eat it. Like popcorn is one of those things. When you go into the movies, you're not even hungry, and you smell popcorn, and you get the big tub. Bacon is one of somebody's cooking it. You need to have a little bit of it.
McDonald's fries.
Really, just you know what they should do? Instead of giving you a scratch and sniff thing, they should just give you all of the ways that bacon is bad for you. You probably wouldn't eat it if it was, like, right here on your arm.
Yeah, another sacrificial health trend of 2020, sex fasting.
Oh.
People are deleting their dating apps and going the celibate route in hopes to improve their emotional well-being.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about this? A lot of celebrities are doing it. Lena Dunham has been doing
it. Oh, please. They're saying they're doing it. I don't think all these people are doing it.
So, Hunter, how do you feel about
it? I don't think everybody's doing it who says they're doing it. I feel like when you have to go and make these proclamations, this proclamation is for attention, not because you're really trying to do it. I really think that.
Yeah, also, sex fast, you're supposed to do it slow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been celibate? Have you ever practiced
for a very long time
celibacy?
I was celibate, and then
because
I
no one
started
wanted to have
sex
with you. Yeah.
I was gonna say, me and my brother both love to go on dates, and we talk about it because we're living together right now. We always have the thing of like, dude, we should just stop going on dates. We should be celibate, and that lasts
a day
until the end of the conversation.
Why though? Why do you guys have those conversations? Are you doing too much? Like, why are you having the conversation about
because,
celibacy?
Because
at least nowhere it's empty.
Yeah, a lot of it's so distracting. Like, the odds are you're gonna go on dates with people that aren't right for you. So it gets really like it's just an energy.
You know,
stuff.
You don't have to sleep with everybody you go on a date with.
Then how are you supposed to say goodnight?
If you're yearning for for some kind of release.
Oh, y'all
a Tokyo-based
need some help.
Company called Ikemisho Danshi, which roughly translates to handsome weeping boys, has the perfect form of therapy for you. Cry therapy consists of a good-looking guy telling you sad stories and then wiping away your tears as you cry it out. Yep. Sounds dreamy and therapeutic, right, guys?
Wait, what is this again?
The therapist is a good-looking guy and he reads you sad stories or tries to invoke emotion from you
and then wipes away your tears.
Why would y'all want you to wipe my tears?
Because
get your dirty fingers off my face.
He's a gorgeous man.
Yeah. Not everybody's attracted to handsome men. Like, I have a friend who exclusively dates, like, men who people would normally find unattractive. And guess what? They act just like the attractive ones.
Yeah. So, it's true.
Spoiler alert, they ain't either.
Well, then why date the unattractive? Well, okay, the problem is, attractive is a very subjective term.
Not everyone's attractive to the
same
type of guy.
Not everybody thinks the same thing is attractive. Like, there are some people who find a trait attractive, and there are some people out there who find a personality attractive.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is, like, a physical trait that maybe is not stereotypically attractive that you are attracted to in a partner?
Oh, don't.
I like scars.
You like scars?
Yeah, I like when a guy has, like, a scar that has, like, a story with it. I meant more like a stab wound.
Wait, hold on. Do you hear what she said?
I meant like, you know, he said, I got to a bar fight, they slashed me in my neck, and then I hit three of them. I'm like, that's sexy.
Oh. And finally, if you think all of these self-help trends are bullshit, say f*** it and enjoy learning to be comfortable with exactly who you are. And the f*** it retreat, yes, that's a real thing, includes healthy food, massages, and lectures about not giving a
shit. Oh, I like that.
All with the beautiful backdrops of the British seaside, the Italian Alps, or a beach in the Canary Islands.
No matter how good we are at meditating, or yoga, or whatever,
there'll
always be something to disturb that peace that we momentarily feel, because that's life. Life is not just sunny beaches and deep breathing, but just good news and happy music. Life is rainy days and ill health. It's bad news and sad music. And we are sometimes happy and calm, and sometimes unhappy and sad. That is life. The trick is to find peace with life. As it is, it takes a massive f**k it. It's better to say f**k it and be at peace with life, just as it is.
I actually responded to that.
I have to say, I've been a part of f**king university for a long time. I don't know about y'all.
I'm a pretty passive person. I'm pretty calm.
Yeah.
And you've asked to borrow some of my calmitude at times, which I was so honored when you asked me that.
Calmitude?
Yeah.
Should we all go on?
That's really what I said.
Oh.
I said, let me borrow some of your white man temperament.
Yeah.
That's really what I said.
I didn't want to say it like that. You know, but I needed it for
a specific moment.
Yeah.
And then you were there and you said, you could do it.
That's why we're a platonic throuple. That's why we started the show that way.
That's it.
Bringing it back. Okay. You know what is so sad? We are done here.
Oh, no.
Okay? See you tomorrow at 11:30 for an all-new Nightly Bop. Bye!